flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was standing on a little spot, like the little sheet of paper that says who you are and where you're from. So it's like Grant Paulson, the fan,
oh, man,
with 1,000 other people like me along the red carpet. And the idea for my big radio exclusive with Jaden Daniels was that when he walked by, I would get to ask him like 3 questions for 45 seconds. And someone along the way thought that would be a good thing for a radio show as the big interview with Daniels. So again, not his fault. I want this clear.
Right.
Not anyone's fault particularly, other than whoever put his schedule together and didn't put any of the locals on it. But that's another thing I'll gripe about.
Let me just,
day.
Ryan, can we help with the headline? Paulson blames Jaden Daniels for snafu.
Stop.
Can we put that down? Thanks.
He is such a sweet boy.
He's so nice.
I'm being serious. Watching him walk around this room and stop and the things people are saying that aren't interesting and that he doesn't care about and the way that he treats everyone, he was just raised very well. Like, just a good person.
Rock star.
But so, without further ado, do you want to hear my amazing, award-winning, best interview that's ever happened? Deep, like there were tears shed. There was content from this interview we've gotten out of Jaden Daniels nowhere in his life. Do you want to hear the big interview?
Of course I do.
Okay.
Get me? Of course I do.
I think we can fit it into this segment. Ladies and gentlemen, live, or I guess it's not live, very clearly.
It's live
taped,
now. Yeah.
Live to tape in New Orleans ahead of an event where he got an award. This was me and only me. No one else talked with him all week long with Jaden Daniels.
But Jaden, you're one of the biggest stars in New Orleans over these last couple days. Everybody wants to talk to you. What's the experience been like so far?
It's been wild just to come out here and come back to Louisiana. Obviously with some of my guys and my brothers, but you know, it's a bittersweet moment being here. You know, obviously one game away from the Super Bowl, but it's fun. It's fun and exciting.
Have you had a chance to take inventory yet on just how amazing the season was and all that you accomplished?
A little bit, but not really. You know, I think once football season's done, I'll be able to really reflect.
When you look back at your year, what are you proudest of?
Just the excitement as a whole team that we brought back to the DMV area.
Jaden Daniels last night. Danny, there it was.
43.9 seconds on the old stopwatch here. Now,
was it less than 47? I thought it was 47.
Maybe the entire file is 47, but from time to talk is 43.9 on the old stopwatch.
I'd like to tell you one more thing about that interview.
Uh-huh.
The moment I asked the first question and it stopped, right? So like whenever his first word was said, the guy behind him, and he's he'd never met Jaden Daniels. It's a guy that's working the event at the red carpet. He starts doing this move. The finger wagging in the air, circular motion, just spinning in a circle. You know that
thing? Oh, look, you got to go? Wrap it up?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was like the one question is what you get. I'm telling you, I was Kevin McCarthy. Yeah. I was at the red carpet. Tom Cruise is walking by, and I'm just like, what do you think of Mission Impossible? How do you feel about the scene when you made out with the chick? Like, that's what this was. And somehow I was supposed to make that my big interview.
We say this all the time, and, you know, again, we're not victims. I want to make sure I throw that out there.
No, but Pete's working for a living.
Of course. There is such a fundamental lack of understanding as to how radio works from everybody.
So true.
Right. Now, here's the thing. That 45 seconds is worth it, ultimately, because you're down there. You talked to Jaden Daniels. It's a good shtick. It was great to have him on the show for 43.9 seconds, most specifically. But that someone goes, this will work. You see what I'm saying? Like, this isn't just the quote for the newspaper article where they say Daniels, reflecting on the year, said it was great. And then it's over. It's not, you know, the TV soundbite or the sniblet, as our buddy Fred Smoot says, where I caught up with Jaden Daniels live at the red carpet. And then it's a quick cut and it's interspersed with another report. Nobody understands our thing.
So to your point, and this is so true about radio, so J.P. Finley of B. Mitch and Finley fame was there last night for NBC4. So it was him and his cameraman, and they grabbed the same 50 seconds, two, three questions with Daniels that I did, basically. That is perfect for what they need.
Mm-hmm.
They need the video of him on a red carpet, check. B-roll of him shaking some hands with celebrities, check. And then, not to speak for them, but you get your one-on-one with the mic flag in front of them. Local television is six-second clips. You know what I'm saying? That was perfect. Like, that was a home run. They high-five, they leave. What do I do with this? You know what I'm saying?
We play, and then we do shtick. Like, that's what it is. And again, this is not a complaint. It just is. It's the reality.
That was my choice, though, is like, I don't want it to come off or sound on the air like I'm upset at anybody. I'm not. But also, we are honest with our audience. I told you yesterday we might have Jaden Daniels. What do you want me to do? Also, I have 47 seconds. Do I not play it at all because it doesn't help us? Or do I play it, and then if I play it, I have to explain what happened?
Yeah, of course.
So this is not me trying to Joan. I swear, it's just me trying to tell you, first of all, Darius, that I'm sorry that I dragged you along all over New Orleans. I mean, Darius was with me last night. I'm like, I think we're getting 5 minutes. You know, it's going to be perfect. It's going to – we get there, and I'm like, so about that. And the best part about this, by the way, Danny, the only reason we really got in, one of the Commanders PR people was very nice and put us on a list. Well, we get there, and someone's like, yeah, I don't really care about that list. Like, that list is fine for whoever you talk to. That's not my list. And randomly, there's a guy sitting at this table in New Orleans at the Malia Theater, wherever the hell we were last night.
He wasn't even sitting there when we first got there. He happened to walk over kind of like in the whole process of her acting like she was going to get us in, but she really didn't give a crap about us.
How much interest did she have in getting us in?
I would say negative 10.
Right.
Yeah.
So this guy comes over and sits down next to her at a table in New Orleans, and he goes, hey, Grant, because I'm wearing my credential. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, love the show with Danny, man. Is he here? I'm like, nope. He's like, oh, I listen to the show every day. And this lady's like, you know these guys? He's like, oh, yeah. And she's like, okay. And she starts writing a credential. That's how we got into
the event.
I'm not even joking. If that doesn't happen, we just twiddle our thumbs outside a tent and everyone else is in there to get their 44 seconds. Like, the whole thing was so wacky. And there were celebrities. There were football players. There were gospel singers. This was like a who's who. It was like one of these things you'll see on TV. And there's like people with Academy Awards that just won a bunch of Grammys. And little old Darius and me just kind of chilling there going, where is our quarterback? You know, when's he walking by?
Well, I like that that list is precious. That's an adorable list.
Yeah.
That ain't my list. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care. You can write your name down on any piece of paper. Doesn't put you on my list. I think that's adorable.
I got a list here. It's not a list that you're on.
Right.
I understand the words that are coming out of your mouth. You are on a list.
You're on a list.
Don't really care about
that. That's adorable. That's great for you.
I'm like asking. I'm like, so what's the name of this person? They're like, try this name. I don't know that person. I mean, it was like straight up.
Oh, my God.
I was like, we are not getting in. I'll tell you right now.
Man, oh, man.
And then lo and behold, our guy, who was from D.C., for some reason he was in New Orleans at that moment, sitting at that table, sent from the heavens as far as I'm concerned. Hey, man, I listen to the show every day. Big Beltway Blitz guy. And she's like, you know these guys?
You know these two? That's amazing. So,
right.
You know,
he's a big fan of the double play, by the way.
Yeah, I love that. It's a good bit. The old way. Now, again, this is just a nice dichotomy. And I'm hoping it's not this way. I don't think it is with all the folks that over there now that are doing a good job and doing the right things and keeping their priorities in order and ducks in a row, the whole nine yards. But remember years ago, okay, with the old folks there in Ashburn for the Washington 53, there was a whole bit where we talked to Bruce Allen for whatever reason. Like, we ended up getting Bruce on. And then they kept holding that over our heads for almost 3 years. Where it's like, we got you that guy that time. What's like, no, you didn't. Grant cornered him at the Super Bowl like a trapped rat. Grant chased him down when Bruce was trying to leave and was like hurtling gates and barriers to try to get out an exit that was not an exit. It was a loading dock. And eventually we ended up talking to him. You didn't give us anybody. But they held it over our heads like, we've done enough for you. We gave you this guy that time over basically like almost half a decade where they kept holding over our heads. I don't think that's going to be the case this time. I don't think anybody's going to keep the score and go, we got you, Jaden Daniels, man. 43.9 seconds worth. We got him for you. Don't ask us for any favors for a long time.
The only thing that I like more than securing the guest is being told no. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm in on it. I don't mind going up and being rejected. There's no problem with that. Hey, I got a familiar face here sitting down with